This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode number 250, a milestone. We are one quarter of a way to 1,000 episodes, and this is episode number 250. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
Today, we are going to be continuing down our sequel, the River of Sequels. I always make it a river. Whatever category we're doing, we're on a river. We're on this boat. We're doing some sequels. These are sequels to movies we reviewed the part ones of. This week is a special treat. This was the original one was a Patreon pick by our buddy Jay. He picked The Raid for us to review. We loved it. An action extravaganza. So now we're doing The Raid 2. Now, Alex, first time watch for you, or have you seen this movie? Oh, The Raid from 2014, by the way.
I never seen part two. This is the first time. Like, I owned the two-pack sealed.
Okay.
When we did the first one, but I owned the first one already. What was weird was I couldn't get part two for some reason, and the only time I saw it was it. Yeah, so I had to get the two-pack. So I own the first one again, but yeah.
So I had this one digital only. I don't even have a disc for it, but that's okay. It looked great. Voodoo, HD, fantastic. So this is a first-time watch for you. This is not my first time. I actually saw this at the theater because I saw the first Raid at the theater, one of the few. That was one that a lot of people didn't see it in the theaters. So I did see The Raid 2 at the theater back in 2014. Now, let's go over some Rotten Tomatoes scores because this thing is high. This has an 82% critic score and an 87% audience score. Now, the first Raid also has very high scores. So it's not that surprising, but yeah, 82 and 87. Pretty close, too, between critics and audiences.
I'm shocked, not because of the movie. I'm just saying I'm shocked because of the sequel. Like, this is a long-ass movie.
It's close
to
3 hours.
Close to 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's almost pushing the 3 hours.
It's shorter than John Wick 4.
Yeah, by like 10 minutes.
It's 10 minutes shorter than John Wick 4. It's about 15 minutes shorter. But yeah, it is long. You are right. So yeah, it's got great reviews, though.
It does. I mean, I'm happy for it in terms of critics and audience.
Yeah.
I'm just stunned that this type of movie got this high of a score, but Blade 2 couldn't.
True. Blade 2 with the low score. Kick-Ass 2 with a low score. And then Raid 2 comes in and says, ha-ha, that streak is over. All right, well, that being said, your first time, you get to go first. So we got the same lead character, Rama, played by Iko Uwe, same lead character as the first movie. What did you think?
I gave him a 4. He was great. In terms of character, I'm not going to just base it on off of his fighting, because that would have been 100 at this point. But in terms of the actual character, I give him a 4. I mean, he goes in, he got to infiltrate, you know, to help the cops out. And it's like a lot of weaving and turning and twists and churning left and right. Then he has to get back to his kid and his wife. So, and then they kill his brother. I think they kill his brother in the beginning of the movie,
right?
They
killed his brother in the first movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So they sucker him to go back and to infiltrate these guys. So, but in terms of that, like, I liked him. He didn't talk much. Like, he really didn't talk much. I mean, he talked when he talked, but he was really there more for muscle and fighting. So, I mean, with that said, I wasn't going to go overboard. So, I gave him a 4. I thought he was a great character.
Okay. So, let me get this out of the way. And this is in my opinion. And, I mean, this is how I watched this movie the first time I saw it. And again, this time. This movie is way more similar. I'll wait till we get to story. I gave him a 5. I love him in this movie.
Okay.
And I think what works for me is the whole undercover thing. I'm a sucker for these movies where he, you know, it's the same guy from the first movie. He's got his wife. He's got his child. They make it out of the bit like this movie, the very first scene. Well, the second scene, but the very beginning of the movie with his first scene, it's like right after the building raid situation. And he's in this room with the other guys who survived, the old freaking one old guy who was all, he was crooked anyway. And then him and the other guy. And he basically gets recruited into this super secret cop unit that is trying to weed out corrupt cops. They already know who the bad guys are. They already know who the mobsters are, but they want to get to this guy named Reza, who is like a high ranking official in the police. So he gets roped into this. I love the whole thing of like, he goes home, he tells his wife, you know, it's going to be a couple of months. And then you get to that one part and it says like 2 years later. And it's like, oh man, this guy, he got put into prison for two, for 2 years and he has to stay undercover. I love the scene when he gets out and he gets on the phone and he's talking with his wife. I feel like they developed the character for a guy who in the first movie was just cop who fights. He got way more of like stuff to do in this movie as far as a character. So I loved him. I gave him a 5. You gave him a 4. Still high. Now, villain, let me tell you, this movie, everyone's bad. There is 1,000 villains. I went with the main villain as this guy named Bijo. He's the guy who's like kind of tan, the one with the cane. I feel like he's the overall main bad guy.
Oh, I went with the friend.
Oh, the buddy? The son of the mobster?
Yeah, because he killed the father to become the head of the clan.
Yeah, but he was more of a pawn. Like, he didn't do any of the scheming. He just sort of wanted to be like his dad. Then this other guy recruits him to turn on his dad. So he's a pawn to me, but you score however you want it. Because there's 1,000 villains in this movie, honestly. No,
yeah, I mean, all right, we'll go with the guy. I mean, I gave him a 3. Mm-hmm. That character with the cane. I mean, he didn't do much. He just told people what to do or whatever. I mean, he did shoot the shotgun at the end. But other than that, he didn't fight or nothing. He looked like a punk bitch. Like, he just, the whole time.
You're right. Let's not spend too much time on this category. I also gave him a 3 because there's other stuff I want to talk about. I also gave him a 3. I agree with you. I think he was okay. I thought he looked cool, you know, with his glasses and his cane and, you know, his gloves. You know, they make him look like a Bond villain to me.
Yeah.
The gloves and the glass and the cane. And he was a mover and shaker. He was a schemer. I can get down with a good schemer, but he doesn't fight. He doesn't, you know. So similar to the first movie, I gave him a 3. I think the villain is like not the best. There's 1,000 villains, but he wasn't the coolest. As far as the coolest, like henchmen people, it was the dude with the baseball and the baseball bat, the girl with the hammers. Yeah. And the dude with them little blades, those little 3 guys, the guy who he fights in the kitchen at the end, those 3 were the coolest. They were like, they look like anime characters to me that you'd see in like an anime or a manga. Yeah. So I like them better, but they're not the main. All right, let's get to the action. Tell them about it.
Skipped right through the villain to get to action.
3. Yeah. Whatever. No one's watching this movie for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. A 20. I guess, 1,005. I mean, hands down, this is one of the best actions. You know, it reminded me of John Wick movie. Mm. This action in this. Now, this was better than John Wick in terms of fighting. I'll say that. Because
martial Keanu arts Reeves does.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Keanu Reeves does the shooting, and then when he does the hand-to-hand, it's kind of the same jiu-jitsu all over and over again. These guys do. I mean, these dudes are whooping, breaking bones, throwing through, hitting faces on windows. And I mean, well, let's just break it down because there's like a lot of scenes here. I like the scene in the highway. That scene was nuts.
Oh, the car chase?
Yes, the car chase. And one of the best car chases everything I've seen in a long time. I think since Jace, the Bourne Supremacy, I think it is. That, to me.
During that scene, I was like, Alex is just going to be, he's going to drool. He's just going to go into his eyes are going to glaze over at this part.
When they were driving like this,
yes.
And then he looks back and he spun it and the guy rammed into the thing. I was just like, oh my God. I said, this is amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, I loved it. I said, it was great. The scene with the girl with the hammer. She's just beating. I mean, first of all, those hammers. I don't get how sharp these things are because I had a hammer and I was like almost trying to hit something with it. And I was like, this thing is not that sharp.
Well, she was hitting with the backside of them, the little hooks.
Yeah, but that's not sharp either.
I mean, I guess if you
She must have filed it down. Because I'm like, it has to be. Because I was like, I took my hammer and I'm like, I can't like literally do what she did. Like she was like in there and splatting everywhere. I love when she hit it with the knob though. She said, boonk. She looked like it hurt. I thought it hurt. But anyway, I thought that was cool. The dude with the baseball bat. I laughed. Angelina said, why are you laughing? I was like, because this dude measured on where the guy is going to go. He hit the ball. And I was like, that shit was never going to pay. I mean, you're not going to sell me on this. But I was just like, okay. I kind of liked it. He was like, can I get my ball back? And the guy threw it. Yeah, he threw it to
that. Like, that was a big mistake.
Yeah. And he was like, no. And he beat him with a bat. I liked the character. I thought he was pretty cool. I liked the two dudes from John Wick 4 and 3 when he fought John Wick. The brothers, the one with the long hair, which he was in the first one, right?
He was in the first one. He's playing a different character. But yeah, same actor. He's one of the fight choreographers. That's why he's in both.
Okay. Yeah, I liked his storyline. He beat the crap out of the dudes in a nightclub. Yes, I love that one. Yeah, that was cool. Like, all the scenes were where, like, we didn't get a was a Steadicam. Not a Steadicam, a one shot. We didn't get one of those here.
No.
Only once when the guy hit the guy with the bat and then he opened the door and then you saw the camera following him going, like, climbing. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool, but the fight scenes, I thought the fight scenes were all phenomenal, dude. Even in the prison, when they in the mud and they were fighting in the mud, I thought that one was pretty cool. And then him in the bathroom, that's a big ass bathroom to fight mad people.
He's wide.
It was very wide. How big can you be to take a shit that they had?
Why is that stall 10 feet deep? But you got to get a camera in there somehow.
There was a camera angle that I was like, this shit was hot. Is when he's fighting in the car and he's doing this, right? And then all of a sudden the camera was up and you saw it from the top view and he's fighting. I said, okay, this movie's so freaking awesome. Like, I didn't even care for the storyline.
Yeah.
I was just like, I was just so lost in, I had action gasm. I had an action gasm.
You totally wasted an action gasm.
That's another t-shirt. That's going to be I'm going to copyright that. Action gasm. Yeah. That's what I call it. I loved it. Is this better than one? I think it is. Ooh. In terms of action, I think it is. Action-wise, storyline, I like the first storyline better. Ooh. I thought to me, it was a little bit better. I don't know. I felt that one was more because he had to leave his kids and he was a cop and he gets thrown into this whole building. But this one, I thought it's just overall action from front to, oh my God.
You said five. It all. I gave it a 5. You can't watch it. No one on earth can watch this movie, and then when someone asks you, scale that action on a 1 to 5, and they don't say 5. Impossible. Either they're blind or they don't like action movies. Those are the only two things. The car scene, I actually remember watching like a special feature about it, and there's a camera shot in that. I love the over the head one, but there's a shot where the camera is next to one car and comes out, and then it goes back, and then it goes into the other car through the window. And I watched a feature on how they did that, because these cars are driving fast.
Yeah.
And there's actually a guy that is like wearing the chair, okay, he's like wearing a thing that looks like the seat of the car. So there's a person in the seat. And then when the camera comes in, he grabs the camera and then moves it in. So genius. Like, who thinks of that? Like, okay, we're going to make you disguised as a chair and then you will take the camera. Also, I couldn't help but think of Assassins in the car chase scene when this dude shoots the guy in the face with like a Uzi, like right at point blank. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, see, this is what would happen if you shoot somebody who's 1 foot away from you in a car, not Assassins, where they missed all their shots.
I love that part.
Yeah. He's just like, just pumps his head full of bullets. That car chase scene is next level. I would have gave it a 5 just for that.
Yeah.
But then, on top of all those, this thing is just, every fight scene's great. But then you get to the end, and when the main character, Rama, fights the baseball guy and the hammer girl in that hallway, amazing, amazing. And he finishes him by smashing the bat into his face so hard that it gets stuck in his face. Amazing. And then you get the kitchen fight. And the kitchen fight is the stuff that like martial arts fight dreams are made of. No CGI, no wires. It's just two dudes doing nasty court. It's so bloody. They're cutting each other with these blades. This movie has so much blood in it. I remember I texted in the group chat. I was like, this movie is bloody, man. Like, there is buckets and buckets of blood. People get shot close range and their head like bursts. It's great. Absolutely love it. A 5 out of 5. I will agree with you on one point. I do think the action in this is better overall because it's more diverse. The first movie, you have all hand-to-hand fights in a building. There's a little bit of gunplay and that's it. This is out in the world. There's car chases, motorcycles, guns, hammers, bats, hand-to-hand. Like, there's just way more of everything. It's like on steroids. So also a 5. All right, so storyline.
I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great storyline. The son is pretty much who screwed up everything. I mean, he pretty much destroyed, even the father knew he destroyed his legacy pretty much. But yeah, it was a typical one. The son gets his ego struck and the bad guy saw it and he was gonna help him. It was like the Popotine of whatever, of this film, right? Like, he manipulated him until that he saw the tattoo when he flipped over. Now, I didn't understand that. Maybe you could explain it to me.
I can. So earlier in the movie, that guy brings in the group of people who attempted to kill him when they were in the jail.
Gotcha.
And they had matching tattoos. So he puts it together like that guy tried to put the hit on him while he was in jail and is now trying to recruit him to be on his side. So he's like, oh, so actually you were the one who tried to kill me in the first place, and now you want me to work with you. And that's why he blasts him with the shotgun.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, yeah, I thought it was four. The storyline was cool. It was engaging, but you're not here for storyline. Yeah. You're not.
So, fair point. Here's where I'll disagree with you a little bit. Only a little bit, because you gave it a 4, but I gave it a 5. And this is what I was going to say earlier, but I'll say it here. I think this movie has more similarities to something like The Departed than it does to like a straight up action movie like the first movie. The first one, I agree with you. The first one you could give a 5 to. It's super efficient. It is a group of cops. There's a crime lord. They need to get to the crime lord, get him out. And then within that, they set up, you know, there's crooked cops. There's crooked, you know, whatever. This movie is way bigger. This is like a crime film. This is like the godfather of action movies, honestly, because you got crime syndicates, mob bosses, politicians, crooked cops, the son being manipulated, people putting hits on, like this, if you took out all the fighting, the movie would be like a, you know, let's say an hour and 45 minute, like a, not a drama, but like a gangster movie, pretty much. So I look at it as a gangster movie that's filled with a bunch of amazing action scenes. And for that, I gave it a 5. I love the storyline here. I think it's bigger in scope, but I love that whole, like, who's good, who's bad? Are they going to catch this undercover guy? You know, I honestly feel like it's similar to the Departed the most. Like, he's like the Leonardo DiCaprio of the movie. Like, he's undercover. He's working with the mob. He becomes best friends with one of them. They can't know he's actually crooked, that whole thing. So, yeah, I loved it. You liked it. You still gave it a 4. I gave it a 5. What is your overall?
I gave it a 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I know I flip flop, gave it a 4, whatever. That's but okay. Overall, I think, I mean, yeah, the storyline is a great storyline. And regardless if it's not a 5, I didn't give it a 5, and I gave it a 4. You were still engaged with the film. It's just that the action scenes alone, I never seen a movie from beginning to end gets better with action. Besides the John Wick movies, American, you know, but is this better than the John? Yeah, I think hands down, this is a way better fighting sequence than John Wick. But I don't know, man. I'm most likely I'm going to rewatch it. I left it upstairs. Normally I bring it downstairs and put it away. I know I'm going to watch it again because it's just like the scene in the kitchen alone. I was just like, holy crap. Like it was great. And I remember that guy because that's the guy that told John Wick he's old. He was like, he let him get up when they threw him through the glass.
Oh, yeah,
so, that was him in the brother or whatever, the long hair dude. I thought the car chase scene was amazing. The funny thing is that this movie doesn't have gunplay. And I think that's why I enjoy this movie a lot, is where the John Wick franchise is all about gunplay. Every second, you know, there is. This one, I like it because it's not much gunplay. It's just straight up endurance fighting. And you could see the actor. I mean, you could see he's winded and you could see they're taking a toll. They hit each other. I know in the kitchen, they hit each other hard in the area. And you could see because there's some scenes that their clothes is a little padded and you see them kick each other. So I'm like, okay, they're giving you blow for blow just to give you to sell it. And even when they're hitting each other with the hammers and the rubber bats, which you know they're rubber bats and hammers, you could see they're hitting them with it. And I think that's a sell to me. And I wish that there was more movies like this coming out. And I mean, we don't. So with that said, it's a 5, hands down.
Yeah, so I was torn here. Honestly, I flip-flopped a little bit back and forth because I love this movie. I think it's a great film. I do think it's a little long.
You can.
And the action helps. The action helps because there's so many action scenes that are great. It does help. But like, I could have done without the subplot of the long-haired. I get the long-haired guy, but like the whole thing with him going to meet his ex-wife and giving her money. And then he's like, I'm going to see my kid. And like, it's like a 5 to 10 minute scene that could have been cut, you know, especially because he dies. So it doesn't really matter that much.
I think he's the guy from the Raid 1.
He is. That's the guy. Yeah.
No. I know it's him, but I'm saying that character is the character from the first
Raid. He died in the Raid 1. He got killed.
Did he?
Yeah, the Mad Dog. He was like the little Mad Dog guy.
Because she said you've been in the trade for 15 years.
Right. It's not him, though. He died in the Raid 1. And he has a different name if you look it up, like the character list.
Okay.
But it's the same actor, which was weird. It's pretty rare that you get a sequel movie where one actor plays two different roles, but whatever.
I thought they did the Whisker.
But yeah, maybe that. He thought he was dead and they put him in a van. He's a vampire. He gets absolutely wrecked. But still, like, I could have done without that little bit. And there's just certain parts early on that are like, yeah. But to me, I still gave it a 5. I think it's so well directed Like, it looks great. Even, like, those long, like, the shot in the beginning where they're out in the field and it's just, like, the field, the dead body. And water. Yeah, like, it looks great. It looks like the cinematography is great. And I wish Gareth Evans, he's the director of the, he did the first one and this one. I wish for the day when someone will let this man get, like, a $100 million. He doesn't need $200 million. Give him a $100 million Hollywood budget and let him make an action movie. Because his credits are The Raid 2. And then he did a segment for VHS 2, a horror movie. He did the best segment, by the way. And then he directed, like, a Netflix movie called Apostle. Which was, it was okay. It was like a horror movie. And then a TV show called Gangs of London, which apparently has amazing action in it, by the way, if you've never seen that show. So, but I want him to do like a, if they were ever going to move on from Stahelski for John Wick, I wouldn't mind him even getting like the role.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he could knock it out the park because of his action sensibilities.
Or so, Atomic Blonde 2.
Atomic Blonde 2, a Mission Impossible movie. Like, honestly, I do think he'd have to be R-rated because he likes the harder stuff. But like a Mad Max, like if they went, you know, a new Mad Max or something, I think he would kill it. So anyway, I give it a 5. You get a 5. What's your total points?
21? Yeah.
21.
Look like a 21, yeah.
Yeah, I gave it a 23. So same as Blade 2. Blade 2, I get 24. This is a good week.
Yeah.
This sequels, a couple of banger sequels. Braid 2 turned out to be a pretty good week, let me tell you.
I think this is the best week we got in a long time.
It has to be one of the best 1-2 combos we've had in months. Like,
yeah.
Months. I mean, a 20, both high 20s. So, pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, next week, we may come down to earth a little bit because we're going to be doing Blade Trinity as our first movie. And then, a movie I know you've seen once, but we never reviewed here. And this is going to be Kill Bill Volume 2 is going to be the last of the sequel movies. We did the first movie. Now we're going to be doing the sequel. I remember you had mentioned you watched it, but this will be good to watch it for review because I think you just watched it for the heck of it.
I watched it because I remember you told me to watch it. You were like, you know what? Since you watched the first, just continue. Because right,
we reviewed
both.
The first and then you watched the second, but we never reviewed it. So now we're finally going to get that review in. So that's going to be our next two episodes.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to YouTube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast, or head over to Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.